Hello, Minnesota boxing fans, and welcome to another episode of the Minnesota Fight Night podcast. I'm Brian Johnson, and my co-host is Sean Strauss. In this episode, the Minnesota Fight Night podcast visits with local boxer and musical artist Slink Proper. Slink of St. Paul boasts a perfect 7-0 pro record and is the reigning Mid-American Super Welterweight Champion. On March 10th at the Garden in Duluth, he will face off against hard-hitting Noah Kidd, who most recently boxed former world champion Sergio Martinez. Slink has been sparring with another former champion, Jamal Shango James of Minneapolis. James returns to the ring this Saturday, February 25th, at the Armory in Minneapolis. In the following interview, Slink talks about his experience working with James, the upcoming Armory card, and his own big fight in Duluth. Making a cameo appearance is Slink's 6-year-old son, an emerging boxer in his own right. I hope you enjoy the interview. Hey, we're pleased to be joined by Slink Proper, up-and-coming local boxer. 7-0, I believe. Is that your record, Slink?
Yes, sir. 7-0.
All right.
Yes.
Cool. Well, we're going to talk to you about that. And I know you're on the card coming up here March 10th at the Garden in Duluth. We want to talk to you about that. And first of all, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Of course.
So before we get into your fight, I know that you've been working with Jamal James to get him ready for his fight coming up this Saturday already at the Armory.
Yep.
We talked to you a little bit about that before, but just curious how that's going and kind of what's happening now with the fight being less than a week away. Are they just kind of starting to cool down a little bit?
Yeah, they actually are starting to cool down a bit. Jamal Sharp, he's on point. I mean, he's ready. He's beyond ready, you know, so I don't see anything, you know, going wrong. I see Jamal taking it, man. Probably stopping this guy. Jamal gonna stop this guy. So excited for the fight, man. He's ready. You know, he had a great training camp. He just got sharper and sharper as it went. So he's ready, man. I know he's ready. They're just gonna be relaxing, you know, working, you know, doing what they do. You know, they this is not the first rodeo, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So
they know what they're doing.
For sure. And we talked about that a little bit before, what it was like sparring with a former world champion. But I wonder if you could just talk a little bit more about that. And I thought Jamal paid you a great compliment when I asked him if you were emulating his opponent's style. And Jamal said, you didn't have to do that because you're better than the guy he's fighting. I'm paraphrasing, but what was it like to hear that from the champ and just to work with him in general?
Of course, to work with him is world class work. You're not going to get that work anywhere else. You know, it's just, you know, I'm lucky to have been part of the camp. Grateful, man. And I learned so much. You know what I mean? It was literally a learning experience. I was able to soak in a lot. And sparring Jamal, man, those are the greatest times because it's like, it's high level. You know that when you're getting work with him, you're getting the best work possible. You know what I mean? And that pushes you even further. Like, okay, you work with the best, you become the best, you know? So working with him was just something else, man. Definitely the best. Definitely. Like, I loved it, man. I loved it.
Yeah, and I know he appreciated working with you too, so. And it's not always easy to find good sparring partners. So I'm sure that benefited both of you guys.
Oh, yeah. But for me, it just benefited. For me, I loved it, man. I just felt like elevated. I felt like I elevated from it, you know. Mm-hmm. So I know he's ready. I know he's ready, man. I just can't wait to see him. I can't wait to see it, you know. I know he's ready, yeah. So. Yeah,
for sure. Are you going to be sitting there kind of
Oh, ringside,
yeah.
Or?
Oh, yeah. You already know that. Yes. Yes. I'm going to be there enjoying. Enjoying. Yeah. And just, you know, as long as, you know, if he just does how he does in sparring, you know, it's going to be a normal night, a regular night for him.
Yeah.
Regular night.
And I know that one of Jamal's good friends, Vishon Owens, was also added to the card.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
What can you say about that? And we want to get Vishon back on the podcast. We've had him on a couple of times, and he's a great guy. But yeah. Have you also worked with him, or what can you say about Vishon?
I work with Vishon too. Vishon is slick. Vishon's a slick fighter. He's slick with the shoulder roll. Yes, I think he's ready as well. He was also sparring with a friend of mine that I also sparred with as well, Leo Modell, another pro. But yeah, man, he's sharp as well. He did some rounds with Jamal as well, getting prepared for the fight. He's sharp as well. He's ready as well. I can't wait to see him fight either. It's gonna be two action packed. It's gonna be action packed card. Two great fighters on the card from Minnesota, you know, doing big things, you know. So, yeah, people need to tune in to this one. This is going to be a good one.
Yeah, I was just thinking that the Armory's had a lot of great cards over the years, but I honestly think this is one of the best. You've got a really good main event. You also have, of course, the return of Jamal James. You have Vishon on the card. It's just stacked top to bottom. Adam Klonowski, the big Polish heavyweight, was added to the card, according to Boxrec.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be fun to see him in action. What's that?
Recently?
Yeah, I think so. Sean just passed me along the bout sheet that was posted on Boxrec. They didn't list an opponent for him yet, but I know he's an all-action guy. He's one of those guys that, you know, if you don't hit him, he's offended, as Teddy Atlas says. Not much defense, but... So it'll be a great card. Sean, do you want to jump in with anything?
Well, in regards to the Armory card, yeah, I got messaged this morning from a buddy of mine, AJ, who was like, I don't know if you saw this or not, but the Boxrec was updated, and so I sent it to Brian. And right now, the only to be announced is Adam Kaunaki, Brian probably said it more accurately than I did. His opponent is not listed. But yeah, Elvis Rodriguez, who fought at the Armory previously, he works with Freddie Roach. He's on the card facing Joseph Adorno. That's obviously going to be great. Vishon's opponent is from Uzbekistan, if I'm not mistaken. Alias the Punisher. And I'm not going to try and say his name. But he's 18.
I don't know how he's gonna attempt to say his name.
Yeah, 18 and yeah. 1 and 10 KOs. The biggest name on his record that stands out was Luis Collazo, and that was a technical decision win because Collazo couldn't continue after he got a cut from a headbutt. So that's the biggest win that I see on Vishon's opponent's but no, it looks like it's going to be a stacked card. I mean, there's a lot of fights added on here. I'm not familiar with all of them. One name I want to click on right now, I'm looking at Boxrec, is Breon Carruthers. I know that name, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. I've seen him fight before.
Breon Carruthers?
2-0. Yeah. But I got a feeling I've seen him before because I know that name. It's.
You know him, Slink?
No, I'm trying to think of it right now.
Yeah, he
his
fought.
Name the rings a bell. His name
that's
rings the bell.
He fought at the Armory in 21 and 22. So he was probably on the undercard. So,
and also coming back to the Armory is Willie Jones, who boxed Celso Ramirez back in 2018 at the Armory. So it'll be fun to see him back in action.
Oh, he's on that card?
Yeah, he's on the card too. I can't recall who he's fighting. Sean, do you have that?
He's fighting Derek Jackson, who's 10-0. And he's got five KOs. It looks like he's fighting out of Florida. Derek Jackson is. This card's going to be a good one. I mean, the Armory always is good, but when we can get some Minnesota fighters on there, it's always even better.
Oh yeah, so, yeah, yeah.
Colin Vachon on there.
Minnesota Fighting, that'll really be the songs, you know.
Yeah, it'd be great if you could be on one of those Armory cards sometime, Slink. But
I've been offered, but it conflicted with another fight.
Okay.
I was offered a fight on the Armory card, but it conflicted with my Mid America title fight, so couldn't be done. Yeah, and I'd much rather have the weight, you know. I mean the title.
Yeah.
Then that fight that night. So yeah, it was. It's on the table. We'll see. Hopefully soon. Let's see.
Yeah, well, tell us about that Mid-America title. I believe you won that belt at the card at Element. Is that correct?
Yep. The card was at Element. I fought a guy from Indiana. It was nice, man. It was an epic night. Definitely a special night. We definitely had fun. It was good, man. It was good for me.
I was looking at the history of that title on BoxRec, and it looked like it hadn't been, you know, contested since 2011. So it's great to see that back and you've got it. Is there any talk about, you know, you having to defend it or anything like that? You know, trying to keep it going.
Yep, they were already talking. They were just talking to me about it. But I don't really know how they do it and how they do the boxing politics on that works really.
Well, tell us about your fight coming up on March 10th. Okay. What do you know about your opponent?
Noah Kidd. He has a lot of knockouts. He's heavy-handed, so he has a lot of knockouts on his record. It'll be an action-packed fight, I know, because if he's heavy-handed and I don't see myself backing up, you know, a lot, you know, so. My style and his style, the way he fights, I think it's gonna be fireworks.
Yeah, you definitely have a fan friendly style, and the fans were into it. I think you've been at Element a couple of times, haven't you?
That's two times. I've been at Element two times. Mm-hmm. Two times. Yeah. I've been at
Started the interview that you fought down in Iowa quite a bit, it looks like.
Yep. In four quads, I fought at the Maximus Promotion shows down there. There were, I'm trying to think, what is it called? The four quads? It's called the four quads. Illinois, I think one was in Illinois at the Wild Rose Casino and Resort.
Yep.
Wild Rose Casino and Resort and Hotel in Stony Creek Lodge. Yeah, those were epic fights. Those are good ones.
The two names on your resume that stand out to me are guys that I'm friends with on social media. Both I haven't met in person yet, but it's
let me get Nick Compton
and Jake Hendrickson.
Okay.
You got a win via a unanimous decision against Compton, and looks like a TKO win against Hendrickson. Now your opponent you're fighting this time up in Duluth, I was looking at his record, and I had to kind of do a double take that he fought Sergio Martinez. And I was like, that's Sergio Martinez? You know, the guy who knocked out Paul Williams? It's like,
that guy.
He lost to him, but there's no shame in that, obviously.
Yeah.
In the second round. But, man, that's pretty amazing that you're going up against a guy who obviously is not afraid to get in there with anybody.
Because he's been in there with him, you know, so.
Yep. So, like you said, you know he's going to bring it. He's got, looks like 6-7, but five of his wins are by KO. KO'd three times, and looks like two draws. So, yeah, I mean, definitely looks like a tough guy. Like he either knocks guys out or gets stopped.
Facts.
I was going to ask about, most of the time in pro boxing, I think it's kind of like in amateurs. You see guys progress with rounds. Like maybe they start with four fights, six-round fights, eight-round fights. And your opponent, for whatever reason and I don't know if it's just because of how it is like to get a fight sometimes, but it looked like he was willing to jump all over. Like he went from doing a four round to a six round, then to an eight round, but then back down to a six and then a four and then an eight. So
yeah.
Is there any rhyme or reason in you, you know, as far as your career is going? No. Are you like just up?
Yeah. We were more focused on going up an opponent rather than, you know, even though I've done 8-round fight, I've done my fifth or sixth fight with the 8-round fight. You know, so I hopped from 4 rounds straight to 8 rounds. You know what I mean? We were willing to. What were you saying? Go ahead.
Well, I was just saying, yep. And then after that, for the Mid-America title, that was a 6-round fight.
6-round, yeah. So it's really what they give us, what we're given. I just do the rounds I'm given. I really, you know, if it's an 8-round, 10-round fight, I'll do it. You know, I guess where the negotiations went was just 6 rounds, I guess. You know, okay. Yeah, that's what it's looking like.
Well, yeah, so the fight I got this time is a 6-rounder.
Hopefully it won't go more than 1 or 2 rounds, right? You don't get paid overtime. Hey,
that's the plan. that's what we want. That's what we hope. Let's do it. I love an early night, man.
Yeah,
I love
getting,
you know.
Tell us, Slink. I'm curious. How'd you get your nickname, Slink Proper? I guess it's I know it's not the name, your given name at birth. Tell us how you got that moniker.
Okay, so I was also an artist known in the city. I was also a musician known in the city, and that was my musician name. So when I started boxing, when people saw me, they're like, "No, that's not a box. That's a rapper. That's an artist. What are you talking about? This guy is a box." And then they see like, "Oh, Slink boxes too," and they kind of cross marketed each other. So it's actually from music. Slink Proper is actually from music, and then It carried over into boxing because people recognized me from the music. So well, sure. Slink was.
You want to bring them with you, right? Bring them from the music.
Yeah, and it's working out that way. It's really working out that way. So, yeah. So I said, we'll keep it. Let's keep it. Slink is.
Are you still active doing the music?
Yeah, I actually just had a show last Friday. Friday, I just had a show. Yeah, so. Still active on the music. We had it at BFW in Uptown. But a full-time boxer, full-time musician, that's it. After the gym, after the long day at the gym, I'm always in the gym. But after a long day at the gym, boom, I relax by, you know, going to the studio, letting some, you know, thoughts out, you know, expressing myself, boom, back to the gym the next day. So it's been working out pretty well for me to balance the two, so.
That's exciting. We oftentimes ask boxers on the podcast what their ring walk music will be. I assume that's not a problem for you. You've got plenty of music that you've recorded yourself, I'd imagine.
Yes sir. If you've seen like some of my highlights, when I'm walking into a song and the crowd already knows it. The crowd's singing the song and they know the song because they know the music. Yeah. So it just worked out, man. It's real nice. It's real nice.
Yeah, sometimes you see artists walking in with boxers.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've seen one yet where the artist was the one, yeah, or the boxer was the one actually singing or the rapping. That might be the big thing. You get to the big time, you have to like
do something
and or something.
You're right. You're
or at least have to play your song anyway.
Exactly. No, you're right. You're right.
Tyson Fury sings like after the fight sometimes. Sing a song after the fight. Maybe you could do that.
Yeah, for real. Hey, that's nice.
I'll go out on a limb here and say Slink's way better than Tyson Fury.
I put my money on me on that one too. Yeah.
Yeah. So how did you get into boxing, Slink? Is that something that you've just did you have family members or anyone else who boxed?
I was always into fighting since young. I was always into fighting. You know, I would watch kung fu films, the anime, and you know, stuff that always involved fighting. I love the combat sports, you know. And I wish I could really remember how I joined boxing, but I was always interested in it. And I started boxing. There was a guy named Fernando. And we used to drive far all the way to Hastings boxing, to box over there with a guy named Fernando. And he just threw me in there with pros right away. I was thrown in with pros. You know, so it was just, it was a bad experience at first, but it made me get good fast. Mm. So right after that happened, you know, his gym closed down. I started going to White Bear Lake Boxing Gym. Sure. That's where Robert Brand was from. Mm-hmm. Or they say, you know, where he was boxing out of. So after White Bear, like, I have a long box. I went to Brunette's Boxing, East St. Paul. I met a principal there. His name, I forget his name, but he died. He passed away, RIP to him. But he was the boxing principal. But he died from, so he was actually a principal of a school, but he died from, passed away, unfortunately. But that's who really honed in my skills, my boxing skills. I met a guy named Scott Tolesman. Scott Tolesman was training Ismael Mwendo. I was sparring with Ismael Mwendo, helping him get ready for his fights. And then one day he's like, hey, you know, what do you think about turning pro? And I was like, yeah, man, let's try it. Let's do it. My first fight was at the Mist undercard. It was packed. I ended up knocking the guy out second round or third round. Went well. Never turned back. Looked back ever since. Then met Q and all. Yeah, it's a long. it's a whole thing.
So did you go just straight to the amateur to the pro ranks, or did you do any amateur boxing?
Yeah, I actually have 13 amateur fights. My amateur career is so short compared to most people. Like but I was always in the gym. I had 13 amateur fights. I lost to Anthony Rose, and Anthony Rose in the semifinals to Golden Gloves, and Anthony Rose. But yeah, my amateur career was pretty good, but short-lived. I would have a fight here and there, but a lot of fights would get canceled and things like that. But I was always in the gym, and I was always training. That's why I think people, when they take the fights from me easily, because they're like, oh, this guy only got 13 amateur fights. Oh, this guy needs to, this is easy. This is light work. Oh, yeah. And then they take it and they're like, oh, wow. Because I always see the surprise on their face. Whenever I'm in a fight, I always notice, like, when I do something, I hit them and they're like, you know, they bought every single one of them. They're okay.
Reality check.
yeah. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. It's like, they just don't know how I can do this at this, you know, and only having that much experience, sure. Apparently, you know. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, man. It's interesting. It is an interesting thing. Look at him. This guy's hilarious. This my son boxes too. You know, he boxes too.
Oh, really? You know,
I train a youth class. I train a youth class ages 5 to 16. At Element Gym every Tuesdays and Thursdays, 4:30 to 6 p.m. And that's like 20 to 30 kids every session. So I train in the Olympic story. Watch, Yana, show him, Yana. Watch this, guy. I'm going to show you. You got to check this out. Check his skills out. Rate him. Let's go. Get in your stand. Wait, back up so they can see it a little bit. You're on TV right now. You're on TV. All right, let's go. One.
Put it right there.
One. One, two.
Wow.
One, two. One, two, five, slip. slip out. What? Slip out.
Wow.
One, two. One, two, three. One, two, three.
I see a future world champion there.
Oh, you feel? Oh, man.
Fast hands.
Oh,
Sean will have to put this on the YouTube thing for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You already know. Yep. Great talking with you guys, though, man.
Thanks for that.
I like what you guys do. You guys really put Sean on, Minnesota boxing. You guys, I love it. That because it's a lot of work, people don't acknowledge it, but I like that you guys actually acknowledge it and know, do your homework, know your history, That's good stuff. I like what you guys are doing.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure for us to do it, and we love to put the spotlight on some of the, not just the champions and the high level people, but the people coming up and the amateurs. And we've had some young kids on the podcast, like Eddie Valenzuela, a young guy, amateur boxer, and
some other ones that we want to do too. You know, we're hoping to do another interview, I think tomorrow, if it goes through, about those up, the USA versus Canada. So we're going to try and talk to Jeremy and his sons there. And but, you know, we want to talk to everybody. There's gyms out there. We haven't forgot about you. You know, we're watching you on social media and seeing what they're doing. And hopefully we'll get a chance to get to all of them. We want to shine a light on them. If your son starts boxing, let us know. We'll have
you. You already know that.
I want to make sure we give you a chance to say thanks, you know, to whoever's been helping you, your sponsors. If you want to plug your music, whatever, like it's the.
Thank you, man. All right. I just wanted to definitely have to thank the sponsors real quick, too. We have to thank Gabriel Commercial Roofing. I have to thank them. Go to them for your roofs, any type of roofing needs you need. We have Chester Premium Moving Services. Premium Moving Services, Black-owned moving company. He's doing very good, very good numbers. It's also a sponsor. Element Gym, we have to shout out Element Gym. Big Q Promotions. That's about it. And check out my music. You guys got to check out the music as well. You go to Instagram. My handle is at Slink Proper. So at SLINK. PROPER. And then you can also check me out on YouTube. My boxing and music stuff is all intertwined together. So anywhere you go with Slink Proper, you'll see, I see it all. Yep.
We'll be sure to check that out. We'd encourage people to check that out on social media. And if there is any of your music on iTunes or anything like that.
My music is available on all streaming platforms. You just click in Slink Proper, SLINKPROPER. And I have a catalog all the way from 2000 and from years ago. You know, the catalog's a lot of music. So just check it out. Check it out when you get the chance. It's great. You won't be disappointed.
Absolutely.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Right on. Well, we're going to be at the fights, and we look forward to seeing you, man. It's going to be a... gonna be a fun night of fights up there in Duluth.
Oh yes, let's go. I'll see you guys there.